Continuing our NBA previews today, and we are excited to be joined by Wes Goldberg, a host of Locked On NBA Daily, host of Locked On Heat, among other things. Wes, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. We're talking Miami Heat here today with Wes. We have talked with him in the past about the NBA as a whole, but focusing on the Heat. First of all, before we get into kind of the preview, let's review. Wes, interesting season last year for the Heat. Tell me, your takeaways. How would you assess that season for the Heat?
I mean, it was a season essentially defined by the Jimmy Butler trade drama. The basketball stuff on the court didn't very much matter as soon as Jimmy Butler basically quiet quit on the team at the start of January. And then from there, that became the main story out of Miami, and it distracted from the basketball. The Heat went on a 10-game losing streak. They struggled to even make the play-in tournament. They did ultimately make the play-in tournament and get out, and then they got swept by the Cleveland Cavaliers. But it was the Jimmy Butler trade drama, and I think what you're looking forward to next, if you're the Heat, is just putting that behind them and trying to start this new era, whatever it might be.
Yeah, right. Obviously, when it comes to, looking at the Heat, it's this era that you alluded to. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero are going to be, the faces of this. I guess, could you speak to those two guys? I know Hero is banged up right now and likely sidelined here for a little bit. But what do we need to see from those two, whether that's individually or, as a duo this year in order to, feel good about that era and where it's kind of starting?
Individually, I think from Bam, you need to see him step up and be a number one scoring option. And that's something that Heat fans have been asking about him of him for years now, right? And, Bam, to his credit, one of the very few players who's a perennial defensive player of the year candidate, a guy who could score 20 points per game, has scored 20 points per game, playmakes, rebounds, all these. There's not a lot of the list of players who could do what Bam does is very short. That said, Jimmy Butler's not here anymore. There is no playoff Jimmy sort of waiting in the wings to kind of bail out an offense that is ranked in the bottom 10 over the last 3 years. Somebody needs to step up as a number one scoring option. And if Bam has to sacrifice a little bit of what he can do defensively in order to maybe take a step forward offensively, that might be what is required of him. And then as for Tyler Hero, it's very similar. He averaged 23.9 points per game last year. It was the highest scoring average for a Heat player since LeBron James in 2014. Today's NBA, especially considering today's NBA, where you have multiple players averaging 26, 27 points per game. They haven't had anybody even get close to that since LeBron left. So, obviously, he's got the ankle surgery that sidelines him for probably the first quarter-ish of the season. What's he look like when he comes back? But one of these guys is going to have to step up as a legitimate number one scoring option, because if neither of them do, then the Heat have to figure out a way to go get that guy, because obviously you need that guy if you're going to compete.
With Hero out, what does that look like in terms of filling in for that scoring? I know there are some nice youngsters options there for those guys, obviously, with Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., of course, being involved in that. What do you think that kind of looks like and how Miami tries to fill in while he's out?
I think with Norm Powell here, mm-hmm. He immediately steps into that starting spot. Now, I think Norm Powell is probably going to start right away anyway, even before the Tyler Hero surgery. There was a little bit of debate about that locally. Like, do you want to bring Powell off the bench? Can Powell and Hero, coexist as a starting back? I thought they would be fine together. I don't think that this team was in a position to say no to more scoring in the starting lineup, in other words. But with Powell in there, he can do a little bit of what Tyler Hero does. He's a little bit of a different kind of athlete, a little bit more of a north-south athlete than Hero is. Not as prolific as an outside shooter, although he's coming off of a career-best year shooting the three ball, so you hope that if you're the Heat, he can repeat some of that. It's going to be tough sledding for the Heat offense without Hero in there. There's no question about it. To me, I'm more concerned about, hey, can you get through this first quarter of the season, lay the foundation of what could be at least an above-average offense, right? Again, get out of that bottom 10. Can you lay the foundation for that? And then when Hero comes back, and then by the end of the season, by the time you're ramping up for the playoffs, now does the offense look like something that could compete at a 2025, 2026 NBA season level, right? Mm-hmm. Because this offense is way behind the eight ball compared to the rest of the league. They need to get better. And if I'm the Heat, I'm taking the long view on it.
Wes Goldberg talking on Locked On Heat, or from Locked On Heat, talking Miami Heat. Wes, number 20 overall pick. I know this is The Illinois point guard. I watched a lot of Big Ten basketball. I think I eventually had his the pronunciation figured out by the end of the season, but I'm not going to even try. I'm sure you got it down. Tell me about the Illinois point guard that is now with Miami.
Kasperis
Yes.
Yakachonis, they call him KJ, they call him Kaz in that Miami Heat building. I kind of like that as a nickname. Kaz is pretty good. I thought his summer league, honestly, was a little up and down. I was really high on him in the pre-draft process. I thought it was really interesting that he fell down to 20. Talking to some people around the league, asking, like, why did this guy who was considered pretty much a lottery pick, a top 10 guy, why did he fall all the way to Miami? And the consensus was there's concerns with his shooting, and he turned the ball over too much at Illinois. Just bad turnovers. And for me, I saw some of that stuff on film, but I would rather have a creative passer trying to do stuff and see the vision and then try to mitigate some of that risk, as opposed to have a guy that isn't willing to take those chances, isn't that talented of a passer, doesn't really see those things on the court, and try to teach him that. Right? Like, none of these passers are perfect. I'd rather have a guy like Jakachonis, who is a natural feel kind of guy, who has, again, the court vision and all that stuff. You can teach him, in other words, to limit the turnovers. I think that's going to be the main thing that the Heat try to do. He's got to limit turnovers. He can't get caught out of position defensively and start fouling. For Jakachonis, and this is, by the way, the case for 99.9% of NBA rookies. The real goal, I think most people look at the NBA and say, okay, what can this rookie get better at? Okay, yeah, sure, fine. You want developmental stuff across the board. You want him to get better shooters, all this stuff. But really, for a rookie, the first job is limit the bad plays, limit the bad stuff, limit the fouls, limit the turnovers, limit the defensive gaffes, limit the miscommunications. That's really the hard stuff. That's the learning curve that you hear NBA coaches and players talk about all the time. That for Jakachonis is going to be so front and center, because those are the reasons why he slid, that it'll be really interesting to watch him.
Yep, no doubt. Wes, is there anybody else that we haven't talked about there within that Heat roster that could provide some contributions that we just haven't mentioned yet?
Keep a lookout for Nikola Jovic. He's in a contract year now. He'll be a restricted free agent next summer, and he's extension eligible starting October 1st. So maybe the Heat do reach some sort of agreement with him. But there is a lot going on for Jovic going into this season. It's his fourth season. He's been limited by injuries the last two seasons. Didn't play much as a rookie his first season. Then he basically played just a little bit more than 40 games in each of the last two seasons, but has shown so many flashes. This guy's 6'10", has the ability to stretch the floor, play a little bit of point forward, and he played very well alongside Nikola Jokic for Serbia in Eurobasket this summer. And if he's showing those kinds of flashes at Eurobasket, and if he can bring that over to the Heat and play a little bit more consistently, he's got to get better as a rebounder. He's got to get better as a consistent outside shooter, play with a little bit more physicality. But with the Jimmy Butler era done, I think you're going to see the Heat play. They were playing slow with Jimmy Butler. I think you're going to see them try to play up tempo a little bit more. I think that suits a guy like Nikola Jovic, who played up tempo with Serbia, where he's had the most success he's had as a professional basketball player. I think this direction that the Heat are going in serves Jovic a little bit more than it had in the past, and he could be due for a breakout season.
Yeah, makes sense. Wes, when it comes down to it, what defines a successful season for the Heat this year?
Playoffs. I don't care that Jimmy Butler's here, neither do they. Like, it doesn't matter. This is a team that the East is weakened without Tatum and without Haliburton. Outside of Cleveland and New York, I don't know that you have consensus on the next 6 to 8 teams in the standings, right? And so I think it's open, even with the Hero injury being what it is. I think there's a pathway for Miami to get a top 6 seed, avoid the play-in tournament, get a top 6 seed in the East, get to the playoffs, and be much more competitive than you were in the playoffs last season. That's the goal.
Wes Goldberg again, Locked On Heat, talking Miami Heat in our NBA previews. Wes, thanks a lot for the time again. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the season, all right?
You got it. Thanks.